Torah b'bovel koydim sholisi l'Eretz Yisrael. Before I went up to Eretz Yisrael, loy is Amri that I learned. Ho de Tanya, that learned in the Braisa. Yom Kippur shechal liyos erev Shabbos. Yom Kippur that came out on an erev Shabbos is alocha lohoyu toikin. They did not blow the tkiyas ha-shofar. Yenochmo, ho de Tanya, Yom Kippur shechal liyos erev Shabbos. It said Allah, what usually on every Shabbos used to blow like six tekiyas, six shofars to warn the people it's becoming their Shabbos and stop doing malacha, close your shops, come home, take a shower. So let's say Erev Shabbos came out Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur was on an Erev Shabbos. So it said Lohoyu Toikin didn't have to blow the tekiyas at all. Shrash Lohoyu Toikin, Sheish tekiyas shetoikin b'Erev Shabbos lehibotol lehavdil. To tell people stop doing malacha on a regular Erev Shabbos, but now if Friday is Yom Kippur, Meshum Yom Kippur Kodesh Kishabbos V'yosa B'chol Malacha, because Yom Kippur anyway is also to do malacha. There's no purpose to blow the shofar on Yom Kippur to tell the people get ready for Shabbos. It's also malacha anyway. V'moitzoi Shabbos, let's say forget Yom Kippur comes out of Moitzoi Shabbos. V'hoyim Avdilim, you don't make Havdolah. Drashi im Chalbo Yom Kippur Yelohoyim Avdilim B'Tfilah Hamavdu B'Kodesh L'Kodesh K'moishim Avdilim B'Yomtov Shechal Yis Moitzoi Shabbos. Hey, Stama Yomtov comes out of Moitzoi Shabbos, we do make Havdolah. We say V'Tadiyenu Mashenken Yom Kippur comes out of Moitzoi Shabbos, you don't have to make Havdolah. So Reb Zeira said Metchila I saw Divrei Hakali. This din goes according to everybody. So Drashi Lohevi Masikna Daita the heavy plukta Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva the Mastisin. I didn't think it would be told the Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva if Yom Kippur is called in Shabbos or not called in Shabbos. I thought it goes according to everybody. Of the Kisalikna Lohosom, Rabbi Zeira was saying the lady when he went to learn in Eretz Yisrael is Ashka Chisei Liyehuda Brei the Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. He met up with Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, to Yosef Okama. He was sitting and saying, Rabbi Kivi, this didn't only goes according to Rabbi Kiva, that holds that Shabbos and Yom Kippur have the same Kedusha. That if a korban that you brought on Shabbos, you're not allowed to be marked in the chalav at night. Mashenkin di Rabbi Shmuel, because if this didn't goes according to Rabbi Shmuel, it was like Kivon di Yom Achel be Shabbos. Kraven b'yom Kippurim, Rabbi Shmuel himself says you are allowed to bring the chalav Shabbos. You're allowed to bring on Yom Kippur, or b'zay litka. Why can't it be? Why shouldn't it be tekei now on Yom Kippur itself? That people should know that Chel v'Shabbos is Yom Akriv on Yom Hakippurim. So Drashi Reb Kivi, the Choshev la Yom Kippur k'Shabbos. That according to Reb Kivi, Yom Kippur and Shabbos have the same halachas. Hilchach leboy lemitka lahavdil. You don't have to make to blow. Tell them the difference between zelazel akera. To lo toiken ele ben yoim kal liyem chomer. You only make a tkiya between a kal de gadin to a chomer de kiyoim. To riecha de b'shabbos lo toke lahavdu kahanim al hakriv. Chel b'shabbos. The same way on Shabbos you don't have to blow the shofar to tell the kahanim not to be makriv chel b'shabbos v'yom ha-kippur. Is, in other words, v'yom kippur also nami lo takin al hakriv mal hakriv chel b'yom kippur b'shabbos. Don't have to blow anything. If today is Friday, Yom Kippur, you don't have to blow to tell people, like at night time, you should know you can't be makiv the chalav of the korban of Yom Kippur tonight on Shabbos. Because according to Rabbi Kiva, you never have a heter to bring a korban of Shabbos on Yom Kippur or a korban of Yom Kippur on Shabbos. Mashenkin, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the churi should have to blow the shofar. So Drashi di Rabbi Shmuel, Kivan the kill la Yom Kippur mi Shabbos, since Yom Kippur is more kal than Shabbos, was a litka, you should have to blow the shofar. Lahavtil mahakriv chelba Yom Kippur b'Shabbos, that warned them that now what? Now Friday is Yom Kippur, and you brought the mincha, you brought the korban tomet ben habayim on Yom Kippur, and you didn't bring the chalav yet, you didn't bring the emurim on the mizbeach. So you may think you're allowed to bring these emurim at night time on Shabbos, just like according to Rabbi Shmuel, the opposite way. If first comes Shabbos, then comes Yom Kippur, you're allowed to bring the chalav of Yom Kippur. You'll have to bring the chalav from the korban of Shabbos on Moitzoy Shabbos on Yom Kippur. So maybe you would think the opposite way also. When first comes Yom Kippur and then comes Shabbos, you're allowed to bring the korban, the chalav of Yom Kippur, Friday's korban, on Shabbos. So maybe you have to make a tkiyah to warn the people not to. Over tkiyah zuzat rashi yavinu, shuyayim hakal. People will know that no, Yom Kippur is the kal. Okay, sheyichol Yom Kippur Moitzoy Shabbos, And when Yom Kippur comes out on Mitzvah Shabbos, then we'll let you talk. Then we don't have to blow the shofar. Is Yodi Shemut al-Hakriv Boichel B'Shabbos. He's like this, don't know Claude Elocha like Ebi Shmuel. That when Yom Kippur comes out on Mitzvah Shabbos, then we don't blow the shofar on Shabbos. Why? Because you're allowed to bring the chaylev of the korban of Shabbos on the night time on Yom Kippur. Mashenkin, when Yom Kippur comes out on Friday, then we should blow the shofar to warn the Kohanim that you should know this korban you brought today on Yom Kippur, if you're not makir of the chaylev of the Amurim today, you're not allowed to do it tonight on Shabbos. So that's what they told the Abzerah, that this din only goes according to Rabbi Kiva, not according to Rabbi Shmuel. Of the Zokta Bizerov Amina Leyano, but I myself say no. Kahanim's reasoning, you should know, no, even according to Rabbi Shmuel, you don't have to blow the shofar. If you're only blowing for the Kahanim, not to bring the Emurim at night time, Kahanim no delocha. Omale Makshisha Bred of Chizda Ravashi, is that true? Mi Amrin and Kahanim's reasoning, do you say that you don't have to blow the shofar to warn the Kahanim? The Kahanim itself no delocha. There's reason. For your Tanan we learned. Sholoish Lahaftal Isom. He used to blow these tkiyas in the Beis Hamikdash and before on Erev Shabbos to warn the people to stop doing melacha, memleches, and shloisha lahavdo min ben kodesh lechol to make difference between kodesh and chol. So lechura they blew this in the Beis Hamikdash. Lechura tzarai they needed even for the kahanim to know there's a difference between Shabbos and chol. So you see, kahanim are not the reason, man. Kahanim also need a reminder. And the Gemara no kodiyam rabaya lishar omad beYerushalayim. That they blew it in Yerushalayim in the Beis Hamikdash is not the pshat for the Kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash. The Kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash, Taka's reason, man, they don't need the reminder. But they blew it in the Beis Hamikdash for the people outside the Beis Hamikdash. So Rashi learns, Kod Yom Rabbi Yibesay the Yuma, the Perek Gimel, Gabi Nivreshes, Sheosesa, Hilni Hamalkin. Hilni Hamalkin made a special, like, metal piece, Al Pischei Shalecha, on the opening of the door of the Hechem, that Bishor Shachamaz Reches, the time when the sun shines in it, the Tzaitzis Yetzim men, everybody can see the sparks like the reflection of the sun. Vakil Yodim Sazman Krishma Giv. Everybody should know it's Sazman Krishma already. It's time to say Krishma. Vomazvina, the Yestakashi, Rimino, Akari Krishma, Manshe Mishma Yotzim. Al Malav is in the Krayan. That Anshe Mishma used to say it even before the Zman of Zrika Sachama. Do you say it used to daven Kivasikin? Vyom Rabbaya Obezoi. It wasn't for the purpose of the people in the Beis Hamikdash Gufa. Even though the Simon was in the Beis Hamikdash, the Simon was for that the people outside the Beis Hamikdash in the Shar Am of Yerushalayim, they should see the sun rays and know it's time to say Krishma. Is Mela here also? So the Maru Hochi, Hochi Nam of the Shar Am of Yerushalayim. Even though they used to have the tkiya, they used to blow it in the Beis Hamikdash, it wasn't for the purpose of the Kahanim that they should know to stop doing melacha, because Kahanim has reason him. No, it's a purpose for Shara Amad Yerushalayim. The other people in Yerushalayim used to hear the shofar from the Beis Hamikdash, and they would know to stop doing melacha. Yeah, the Gemara Nayakasha. The Litka, it's still shver, they should still blow the shofar. When Yom Kippur comes out on Erev Shabbos, the later the people should know the shari b'knivas yerek minamin cholamala. People should know that Yom Kippur has a kula, that on Yom Kippur it's muta to prepare the vegetables on Yom Kippur for Mitzvah Yom Kippur. Now knivas yerek means, Rashi learns, like pulling off the bigger leaves to straighten out the vegetables. So Rashi velitka bein l'Rab Kiba bein l'Rab Yishmuel, according to both of them, they should still blow the shofar on Yom Kippur. Loyadia to tell the people to kalhu mi Shabbos. You should know Yom Kippur is more kal, more easy than Shabbos. The Yom Kippur shorim b'knivas yerek. Yom Kippur has this new hetem that you're allowed to prepare the vegetables on Yom Kippur for Mitzoy Yom Kippur. What does that mean? Yerek tolish. If a yerek was already pulled off from before Yom Kippur, lenate ko'olim minaklochan, to pull off the leaves from the stalks. To make it smooth, straight. It should be ready to chop them up or to form them to make them into small pieces. That it's an inu on Yom Kippur, that if you have to prepare the food and you can't eat it, it just makes you feel worse. So therefore the Rabbanu were matter this shvus of preparing on Yom Kippur for Mitzvah Yom Kippur, so we matter to do it on Yom Kippur. So here is a svari to blow the shofar now on Yom Kippur to tell the people this kula. Shrashi kenivas loshen kihi de klal gadol, like I said before in klal gadol. Haiman de konev sukon el de hosam b'mechuba b'ochi b'tolish. Before it's talking about an issa deraisa where you are pulling it off from Mechubur, your mom is ripping it off the ground, and here it's talking about where it was pulled off from before Shabbos, there's no Issa D'oraisa. So that's the kasha, why don't we blow the shofar on Yom Kippur to tell us this kula? And for the Gemara, Omer Rav Yosef lefi shein doichin shavus lahatir. We're not matir or shavus, we don't tell you to do an Issa shavus to tell people a heter. That means Rashi lefi shein doichin shavus lahatir. Tkiya shofar shavusu. He's blowing the shofar on Shabbos on Yom Kippur's Nisa the Rabbon, Issa shavus. Hukamrit the litche. And you're telling me now we should be doichin this Issa the Rabbon, and why? Lordia heter. To tell people you should know there's a heter on Yom Kippur. The Knevis Yerik, you're allowed to prepare the vegetables. Ain Doichin Shvus Lata. The Torah says we don't let you be over in Yisrael. The Rabbonin, to tell somebody cool is over heterim. El Eliezer, we're only Matthew to blow on Yom Kippur, on a Yom Tov, tell Yisurim. If Yom Tov comes out on Erev Shabbos, we blow the key on Yom Tov to tell you that soon it's going to be Shabbos, and it's also to do Malachas on Shabbos. The Gan Yom Tov, Shechalias Be'er Shabbos. Toikin Lahavdil Lahavdil, we tell you to stop cooking. Cooking is mutter on Yom Tov, on Shabbos is asur. So that's when we make the tkiyah. But to tell you a chiddush that something's mutter, for that would not matter this Issa Shavus. Thus answered Rav Shishi, thus answered Rav Yosef. So more now, Rav Shisha, Brei, the Rav Idiom, another teretz. Shavus kroiva hetiru, Shavus rechayka lo hetiru. For only Matthew to be over a Shavus, to blow the shofar, if it's nageya to tell you a kula or a chumram right away for the next day. For it's nogei only for the next year, a rechayka, a shmua, a halacha, about next year, they're not matthew to be over a shvus now. What does it mean? So Drashi, Rav Sheshet, Breit, Rav Idi, Yomar, Lo'ilom, Deichin, Shvus, Lahatim. No, we'll tell you, you're allowed to be over Nisa Shvus, even if it's only for the purpose of telling you Heterim, telling you Kulis. No, Ihevi, mi boy, Ilon, Heterim, even if you would need this Heter for right now, for today, it'll be Mutter. But now the shalu was, we're talking about where Yom Kippur comes out on Erev Shabbos. Yom Kippur comes out on Friday. So you want them to blow the shofar today on this Friday to tell you that you're allowed to prepare the vegetables. It's not true. Hey, this year Yom Kippur you can't prepare the vegetables. Because what do you want to prepare it now for? Because day at night time you'll be able to cook them. But if night time is Shabbos, you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. For loy teit kizu el loy diyonu. So what will be the purpose of blowing the shofar this year? To tell you the next year, that tell you chiddush that when Yom Kippur comes out in the middle of the week, you should know on Yom Kippur from Mincha v'Malah, you'll have to prepare the vegetables today to have them to eat at night time. So without this year that Yom Kippur comes out Erev Shabbos, there's no reason to blow it. Of course, there's no heter. Of course, you can't cook the vegetables at night time. Therefore, you're not allowed to prepare them on Yom Kippur. So we're not Matthew to blow the shofar for this Yom Kippur just to tell us the Chiddush about next Yom Kippur. That's Rav Shishi's teretz. But really, if we'll be telling you even a heter right away, it would have been mutter. For the Gemara, is that true? Or shvus kroiva etiru? Were they matter a shvus that's close by? V'yotanan. Yom tev shechal liyos erev Shabbos. If Yom Tov comes out on Friday Erev Shabbos, is the halacha toikin for loy mavdilim. We take tell you to blow the shofar, to tell you that it's soon going to be Shabbos and you have to stop doing the melecha soichel nefesh, but loy mavdilim. You have a loy mavdilim, and what's the time why loy mavdilim is at Rashi? It's filah. You don't have to make havdolah when Shabbos comes out on Mitzvah Yom Tov. Only when Kodesh is going away and the new day is considered Chol to the old day. Mashenka, now that Shabbos is coming after Yom Tov, Shabbos is more Kodesh, so it doesn't pass to make Havdalah. So the more of item, Moitsoi Shabbos, Luyitsoi Yom Tov comes out on Moitsoi Shabbos. Then Mavdilim, like we say, we say Havdolom on Moitzoi Shabbos, even though it's Yom Tov. For Loi Toikim, you don't have to make the Tekiyah on Shabbos to tell you to stop doing Melacha, because Shabbos has a bigger Issa Melacha than Yom Tov does. Is the Kash of Yamai, why do we say in Toikim Litka? We should still make a Tekiyah. When Shabbos comes out and the next day is Yom Tov, we should blow the Shofar on Yom Tov, you know, on Shabbos. You know why? Ki Hecha the later that people should know the Shari B'Shechita Li'Altar. They should know that soon it's going to be Moitzoi Shabbos, it's going to be Yom Tov, and on Yom Tov it's mutter to make a shechita. So if you're going to tell me we're matir a shvus, the tzarech a heter, they should blow the shofar even on Shabbos when Moitzoi Shabbos is Yom Tov. to tell you this chiddush that you're allowed to make a shchitam right after Shabbos. El, the Teretz says, El Machavarta k'derab Yosef. The Teretz says all these kashas like Rav Yosef said. That when are we matter a shvus to blow the shofar on a Shabbos, on Yom Kippur, on a Yom Tiv? It's only to tell you Yisurim, to tell you not to do something. But to tell you something is mutter, like on Yom Kippur, you want to blow the shofar to Madiyah the Yom, that they're allowed to prepare the vegetables? Lahatta, we don't do that. Who are there now on Shabbos? When Mitzvah Shabbos is Yom Tiv, you want to blow the shofar on Shabbos to tell the people that on Mitzvah Shabbos you're allowed to make a shchit on Yom Tiv? Lahatte, we don't blow the shofar. Yeah, the more weiter. Omer Rab Zeira, Omer Rab Huna, V'yamri lo Omer Rab Abba, Omer Rab Huna, Yom HaKippur Shechaliyos B'Shabbos, when Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, is also the Knivas Yerek. Then it's also to prepare the vegetables now for Moitzoi Yom Kippur, for Moitzoi Shabbos. Peter only mat you to prepare the vegetables on Yom Kippur alone. When Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, about you doing the Shavuos, Zay for Shabbos, Zay for Yom Kippur, it's also. Omarav Mono, Tona, Minayim Yom Kippur, Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos, Sh'osa B'Knivas Yerek. How do we know this halacha? How do we know, Taka, that when Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, it's different that you're not allowed to prepare the vegetables for Moitzoi Shabbos, Moitzoi Yom Kippur? Talmudim, with the Pasuk says, Shabbos and Shabbos. Is Lamai. What's the double lotion Shabbos and Shabbos? Ilaim, Lemlocha, to tell you thoughts of do Melocha on Shabbos, V'yoksev, Loisasako Melocha. The Pasuk says already, O Melochis, Lametes Melochas are also on Shabbos. Elalav Aknivas Yerek. It's come to tell me that on Shabbos, you're not allowed to prepare the vegetables for Moitzoi Shabbos. And the Chiddush says, even when it comes out on Yom Kippur, still there's no Heter. So Tosfos speaks out, Avadit is only an Asmachta, like El, Tosfos says, Nir Lari, the Asmachta B'Almahu, Dima D'Raisi, Yom Kippur, Namelisser. If there be an Issa D'Raisa on preparing vegetables for Moitzoi Yom Kippur, Moitzoi Shabbos, Avadit, there wouldn't be any Heter. Now here it's only an Issa D'Rabbonin, and so Asmachta here to say that when Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, Rabbonin will not matter. Rashi also beknivas yerek. V'loy mi boy be Shabbos. The Yom not only every regular Shabbos the Yosim mishum shvus. Tika torach mi Shabbos the choyel, because you're preparing on Shabbos for choyel. El afilu idna. The yesh kan inu. But even on Yom Kippur, when there's a svara to be matter, because you're ma'ani yourself, you're making yourself more pain. To abishah Yom Kippur sheshash was also on a regular Yom Kippur that is also prepared for Yom Moitz for Yom Kippur the Alma. Is mutter, but on Yom Kippur we matter you for this reason, because it's an inu for you. Hashtag the Chal b'Shabbos l'shar Rabbonin. But now that Yom Kippur came out on Shabbos, you should know the Rabbonin will not matter you. Still, it's also to do it. Thus, how Rav Ado Omer Rav Huna. The more Omer Rabbi Chiya. Omer Rabbi Chiya Barabba Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Yom HaKippur shechal yos b'Shabbos is dalocha mutter b'knivas yerek. He yells no. Even the Yom Kippur that comes out on Shabbos, still it's mutter to make the prepare the vegetables for Moitzoi Shabbos. Meisvei, avikashanu, minayim liyom HaKippur shechal liyos b'Shabbos. How do we know that when Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos? Sh'osa b'knivas yerek, that's taka osa for you, to prepare the vegetables for Moitzoi Yom Kippur. Talmudim is Shabbos and Shabbos. It says a double lotion is both the rest. Is the mind. Ilay melomloch that he can't do melochas the lametes melochas on Shabbos v'aksiv le'sasakom melochom. Pshita sota to do melochas on Shabbos. The potter is le'sasakom melochom. Elolah b'knivas yerek. Elamai, we're talking about knivas yerek. We're talking about preparing the vegetables. That even that is usher on Shabbos for Moitzoi Shabbos. And when is Nageya too? A regular Shabbos, Pshita it's usher. That means even in a case when Shabbos and Yom Kippur come out together, still on this Shabbos, on this Yom Kippur, you can't prepare the vegetables for Moitzoi Yom Kippur. So the Gemara now, Liyarlam Lamlocha. Demis and the Pasuk is talking about a Malocha. There's an Isser Asay to do Malocha on Shabbos. V'laver Oleh B'yesev Eloisasei. So the Chiddush of the Pasuk is to tell me that not only is there a Eloisasei by doing Malochas on Shabbos, there's also an Isser Asay. That's the Shabbos and Shabbos. Tell you you're supposed to rest on Shabbos to make an Isser Asay if you don't. Of a benison preparing the vegetables on Yom Kippur, which comes out on Shabbos for Moitzoi Shabbos Yom Kippur, it's Takamut. Zaz Gemara Tani Kavos de Rabbi Yechanan. I bring you right to Rabbi Yechanan as Takamut. Yom Kippur, Zodoloch, Yom Kippur, Shachal Yes Bishabbos, Shtei Klo, Muta, Biknivas Yerek. Shtei Klo, it's Muta.